Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 8 of Nagler's Never Right. Special treat this week. We're talking to the starting left tackle of the Green Bay Packers, Mr. David Bakhtiari, fresh off his Hollywood triumph. That's right. He's the man, the myth, the legend who got the Green Bay Packers involved with Pitch Perfect 2, the number one movie in these here United States. Let's take a listen to what David had to say for himself here on Nagler's Never Right. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me now, you know him as the starting left tackle for the Green Bay Packers. You may also know him as a bona fide movie star, David Bakhtiari. How the hell are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. It's truly an honor.
Truly, I have no doubt. Now, we're talking 32 starts in this here league, second full offseason in the league. No one cares. No one cares about any of that right now, because all anyone wants to talk about is Pitch Perfect 2. First of all, I have a very important question about your attire on the red carpet. Was that a crown fold or a three-point fold for your pocket square? Because either way, it was a bold choice.
That was a three-point fold.
Very good. See, these are the hard-hitting questions you get at Nagler's Never Right. That's what I had to get that out of the way, because it's been bugging the hell out of me. How was the premiere? How was that? You were in L.A. You were a big movie star. How the hell was it, man?
Complete surreal experience. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I thought shooting the movie was fun, but basically the celebration of the film and all the actors and actresses there and just basically having a good old time was even better. It truly was like a, you know, full circle moment, for the film and everything. And it was a very cool experience. It was cool to get a little taste of Hollywood on its like official kind of spotlight.
Is it funny to you that it kind of all started on Twitter? I mean, to me, as someone who, you know, my daily routine is obviously very Twitter-centric, if you will, when I'm covering either the league or the Packers, you know, and to see something come to fruition through social media is pretty incredible.
You know, I've kind of had a hot streak on Twitter. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, me on Twitter and trying to get things like done and kind of work out really well. I got Lululemon to custom make me pants because Lululemon's clothes are way too small for me. So I had them. they made clothes for me literally via Twitter. I just would tweet about it, and then we ended up talking, and then now I'm good friends with one of the head designers in Canada. Her name's Tess, and she made me pants. We actually tried to make a suit that I was going to wear on the red carpet, but we didn't actually do it in time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, like that, and then getting us in a movie, a cameo movie of a big, big film. I mean, that was, I mean, all my friends are now saying, you know, Dave, what's your next project? Who are you going to tweet you next? I have no idea.
I was going to say, you need to start tweeting Lucasfilm to get Aaron Nagler in the next Star Wars. That's your next project. I mean, that's what's got to happen. That's incredible. What's it been like the last couple of days? Obviously, you went to the premiere. That's before the public sees it. Now that it's out in the public sphere and it's done killer business, blowing away Mad Max, you know, opening weekend, what's it been like now that it's out and obviously people see you out and about? Like, it's got to be just kind of otherworldly.
For me, it's just, someone doesn't recognize me as the 32 starts Green Bay Packers left tackle. They now have another piece of the pie that they can know me as. Oh, that's that big, big slick back hair guy who shakes his butt in front of the camera singing like a little girl to boot dishes.
Right.
And if they don't know that, then I just get the little stares of, all right, there's this ginormous guy. He looks like something, but we can't put a finger on it. Okay, oh, he's gone.
Right.
So it's like pretty much one of those three is what I get.
Very good. Very good. And have your teammates given you any grief about it? Obviously, you're back in Green Bay now. Have they razzed you at all?
I mean, actually, the opposite. They a couple congratulate us. They talk about how amazing it is. And I've had a couple guys, you know, come up to me and ask me, you know, hey man, like, to get me in the film. You know, this is a funny one. Morgan actually was a Morgan Burnett. He had asked me, he goes, "Hey man, can you get me in the film? Like anything with Denzel Washington would be dope, man."
You're like, sure. Let me tweet Denzel. I'll make that happen.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Let me get right on it.
That's great. Hey, well, speaking of, so it's obviously all offensive linemen and Jordan Rodgers. How did that happen? It's just kind of funny. You've got this whole group of big O linemen and then pretty boy quarterback in the group. How did that come about?
Well, the biggest thing when we first got into talks, me and Max Handlin, who's the producer, who's Elizabeth Banks' husband, we wanted to make sure that everyone involved was a big fan. And me and Jordan had talked like a year before this ever happened about, like, dude, we need to get this movie. Like, we need to be a part of Fish Tournament 2.
That's so funny.
And I don't know how, but I got a hold of it, and it all came to happen. So I called him and I told him, yeah, this is going to happen, but I'm going to stay true to what I said. I'm going to find a way to get you in this film. And the first thing he was like, all right, stop lying. No way I'm going to come. I'm being serious. Like, I have this in. You're going to be in it. And I just made sure I stayed true to what I said to him in the beginning, because would have been, to me as a friend, it would have been kind of messed up if I just sold him out for the Green Bay Packers and at least kind of voucher fight for him to be in it. But they also were very cooperative. Max was, I told him, you know, he wanted fans. I'm like, well, Jordan's a huge fan of the film. Is there anything we can do to get him in? And then he's like, yeah, we can see. But then it worked out where he can actually be a part of our a cappella group, which made it awesome. And I think he had a great, he was great in our undertones for the song Bootylicious. He really helped with the beat, I got to give credit to him too.
That's great. It's just great. It's tons of fun. Have you seen it someplace other than the premiere yet? Have you gone to like a theater where there are paying customers?
No, I have not yet. But I have a feeling I probably will this weekend.
Very good. All right. Let's talk some football now.
Here we go now.
Yeah, get away from Mr. Movie Star here, but I got to talk some football because that's what I do. Off season, obviously, you've had very, maybe different off season, but the NFL marches on. Do you watch the draft at all? Do you pay attention while it's going on? I mean, it's the only way the Packers generally bring in new players. Do you pay attention at all, or do you kind of just, it's going to happen and I'll read about it on Monday?
My first year out, I was like, I pay attention to every single draft pick because I left early, so I want to know who got drafted where.
Right.
And, of course, you can imagine I've always been a little bit sour from my draft year and the year after.
Right.
So, I mean, this year, though, I mean, I pretty much only made a concept to see who the Packers picked, and then otherwise that, I really didn't care.
Right.
No one from my school was really going to be draftable, so I really didn't care too much to see where anyone else went. I didn't really know who was really in the draft, who was hot or not. You know a couple names, of course I heard Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, but I mean, all these other names, I don't really know who they are. So, I mean, I would assume every year it's probably I'm going to care less and less. I'm going to assume because I'm going to be more and more removed.
Right. How has the return to Green Bay been? Obviously, you guys are back now doing strength and conditioning stuff. I think individual stuff with – are you doing stuff with coaches yet? Are you allowed? I can never remember.
Yeah. The independent position work.
Right, the position. That's it.
Yeah. We haven't officially done the mini camp OTAs. I think that's coming up.
That's soon. May 27th, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Do the 2015 Green Bay Packers have unfinished business? I know Mike's put a good sheen on it publicly about how it's not about how last year ended. It's all about recalibrating, resetting. But as a player, do you have some unfinished business?
I can't speak for the team, but for myself, it is a new year. Of course, deep down, you got kind of something boiling in you. Kind of a unsoured taste. The only thing that can get that taste out would be to have the Lombardi Trophy. But, I mean, every year you're always shooting for that. So to really say, I mean, this year isn't like a we're doing this because of last year.
Right.
Like, we kind of, like, we're, you know, the number one thing is we're doing this because it's our job. And then we also want to be really good at our job. I would, for myself, that's actually the question, what to say, that we definitely have a little bit of a sour taste, but no, still.
Yeah, I can't say that's surprising. When you look at the you know, obviously, it's so funny because the schedule comes out and it's a big deal and makes a lot of headlines, but we know who you guys are going to be playing. We just don't know when. And then the schedule comes out. I've always wondered if players, specifically linemen, like, do you circle certain matchups or do you note certain matchups and teams or guys who may have given you trouble in the past? And I only ask because I know you guys are playing the 49ers this year. And Aldon Smith gave you fits your rookie year. Now, obviously, you were a rookie.
What are you trying to say?
You were a rookie, so it's all good. And I think if you're being honest, you would agree with that assessment. Aldon Smith, and he gives lots of guys fits. So that's not saying anything against you, but, I mean, do you circle that? Do you look at that and say, you know, I'm going to show this guy, you know, what's what or how much I've improved? Or do you just not pay attention to that kind of stuff?
I think you're definitely talking some of it. You know, one thing, I definitely see when it comes out, I just see who we're playing, and especially take off who we're playing away, you know, their pass rushers, because the amount of tackle, you know, every team's got a stud, but especially on the away game is really when the true test of a left tackle is, you know, in an away game against a top end rusher. That's a pretty tough task. So I definitely kind of got an idea of what I'm going to have to face on the road, and particularly with the 49ers. I mean, I think Alton Smith's a great player. I think, you know, my rookie year, he what's the right word I'm looking for? He gave me a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely wasn't an easy task for me. So I would be actually, I'm actually excited to see how what will happen this year and how we both match up against each other. You know, where he's at in his career right now, where I am in my intangibles, and see how kind of from my rookie year to my third year compared to his, I think he's going to his fifth year compared to his third year.
Right. So now that you're back in Green Bay, have you taken a tour of the old pro shop?
I have not.
anyone who's not on Twitter might not know what that's a reference to.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's one of the seven wonders of Green Bay.
Anyone who's not on Twitter may not be privy to David's. I'm not going to call it a complaint because you haven't complained, but you have noted that there aren't a whole lot of offensive lineman jerseys on sale at the pro shop. Yet we've got kids who have just been drafted who have their jerseys available. That's just not right, man. We need to start some kind of campaign to get you. Like, we need a wall of offensive lineman jerseys at the pro shop.
Well, you know, I wish everyone thought like you, but in this world they don't. So, because you like the offensive linemen as well as, you know, you give credit to us when credit's due, which we are very appreciative of.
Yeah.
But it's just not sexy. I'll be honest with you. They don't think, the public doesn't see offensive linemen as being sexy. It's not a position that gets notice, and when it is, it's mostly negative. So, you know, who really should? I mean, that's where my job comes into. My job is to try and break the mold. That's why I'm getting offensive linemen in the limelight.
Yep, I was just going to say, you're going to change all that. Everyone's going to be coming into the pro shop asking for your jersey now.
That's great. Yeah, I'm just, if I can just help out in any way possible, it would be to let people know that, you know, offensive linemen, you know, without you take us out of the game ain't nearly that fun.
No, that's
true lovers of football not only love the whole art of the quarterback and running back and throwing to wide receivers, but what goes on in the trenches and how that trench warfare really works. You know, I would say that to me is a true fan and a true, I guess, viewer of the game.
I couldn't agree more. We're talking to David Bakhtiari here on Nagler's Never Right. David, you're an absolute legend for giving us your time. One last question, because it is kind of the question of the offseason. When are we having our FIFA rematch? Because I have been training. I have been training like Obi-Wan alone in the deserts of Tatooine waiting for this thing.
Oh, wow. I love that adjective, the way that you describe it. I have been training... I've been training like nothing. I really... I was going to try and think of a way better adjective, but really nothing. I really have not played FIFA, I think, maybe since we last played.
See, this is just bad now, because then we will play eventually, and you're still going to wipe the floor with me. But, you know, I'm just saying, it's going to be a bit of... It's just going to be a little bit more of a fight this time. That's all.
But then that's going to make it more exciting. I mean...
I hope so.
For you to think that she has an actual shot for me, and then about 62 minutes into the game is when I'm going to kind of work off enough rust. I'm going to start making the shots that I'm missing or barring out.
Oh, dear.
And then it's game over.
Yeah, probably. Let's face it, it's game over as soon as we kick off. But, oh, well.
Now, watch. If I score a goal in the 63rd minute, you're going to be like, wow, this guy's a savant.
Absolutely, right? But it'll be 5-1 at that point, so it's all right. Oh! Oh! Goodness. All right.
Maybe not.
I don't know. We'll see.
I have a feeling, okay, if I were to guess right now, I have a feeling the score is going to be, I want to say 3-1, but I kind of got a feeling it might be 3-2.
Wow, man, if I get two goals against you, it'll be a banner day. It'll be a banner day, dude. I'm having one of those, you know, do you ever, like, I don't know, like, you obviously used to play a lot. I'm having one of those streaky moments in my career where, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was winning every game. And I understand I'm online and you go through the divisions and people are, you know, opponents are tougher or weaker or whatever. But I had this great stretch where I was winning, like, every match, like 2-1, 2-0. Like, I was killing. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the last 2 weeks, I suck again. And it's really pissing me off. But I don't know.
I will say, you know, I played with a bunch of my buddies back in the day when I was an avid FIFA player.
Right.
Sometimes it's just the day. There's some days I would destroy all my friends, and then some days I cannot beat one or two of my buddies. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, this is just your day. You got me on this day. And then the next day I'll go and I'll destroy them. It just kind of happens. You get go through streaky moments. And I will say this. It's going to sound really nerdy of me, but matchups are huge. Not only on the pitch, but also how certain people play.
Absolutely. That's like, I've found that more than anything. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because there's in my group of friends, I can always beat this one kid. One of my friends can always beat my other friend, and my other friend can always beat me.
Yep. So yeah, it's me and my buddies.
It's never one of us dominating it, because one of them matches up with one of us really well, and the other one poorly, and vice versa.
Well, and it's also, yeah, like you say, the matchups, like how you use those players, too. It's like my through ball is killer against some guys because they don't know how to stop it, but then I come up against a guy whose back line is just ridiculous and stops everything I try, and I get really frustrated, and I throw my controller, and it's just not a pretty sight.
You're a controller thrower.
Oh, dude. A long time. That goes back to, like, you know, pre-Madden. Like, that goes back to Pong, man. That's
really?
That's ingrained in me.
I don't think I ever could.
But I've learned...
I don't throw it at the wall. I'm like, there's no reason for it.
I don't throw it at the wall or anything anymore. That's what I used to do when I was a younger man. But now, you know, I'm more responsible. So I throw it in the sofa. Like, I get up and I turn around and I throw it at the sofa. Because that way I'm not, like, breaking my stuff.
I wish I could see that. Like, okay, did you throw a controller when we played?
No, I didn't. Because I did expect to get my ass kicked. And I most certainly did. So... Like, that, no, that wasn't frustrating. Like, playing people online and getting some BS goal against me, that pisses me off. But, nah. Like, when we played, I knew I was going to die. And I did.
Oh, man. I would love to see you throw a controller.
Yeah, well, someday. If you play your cards right, you'll get the great... You know, next time I come to Green Bay, we'll
play...
On
a YouTube video.
Oh, that'll be awesome. No, next time I go to Green Bay, we'll play, and you have no doubt you'll witness it.
Yeah, let me know.
All right. And then we'll play FIFA and we'll play Settlers of Catan, which we'll talk about the next time you come on.
Okay, Catan, you might throw like the board or my table, because I don't know what it is, but some reason when people play me, they like, I don't know, they turn this. I literally have friends literally punch my walls.
That's perfect.
Like I've had guys throw a chair and then walk away from the table because I win.
See? I'm not alone here. Yeah.
So I would be very...
You're the Catan master is what you're trying to say here.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I can fully... I think a lot of my time is being consumed by Catan. That's probably why I haven't been on the FIFA on the sticks lately.
That's, like, I'm
a big Catan guy.
I told you earlier when that story came out, we played Settlers of Catan all the time when I was in college, and I haven't played it in forever, but I'll knock the rust off, and I'll take the Pepsi challenge there, no doubt.
So you want all, okay, don't take it wrong, you're a nerd, and I like this because...
absolutely. No doubt.
I'm a nerd. All my friends are nerds, and I'm a nerd that just happens to be 6'5", 315 pounds, and plays
exactly.
football.
Yeah, well, hey, and God bless it, you know? It's awesome. All right, man.
Never forget your roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay true. Once a nerd, always a nerd.
Stay true to yourself. That's what it's all about. All right, man. I can't thank you enough for spending some time here. Hopefully, I'll see you later this summer when I'm in Green Bay. In the meantime, good luck OTAs, mini camp, and have a healthy and great summer.
I appreciate it, man. I look forward to talking to you again, maybe seeing you and playing some Catan and FIFA.
Can't wait, man. Thanks a lot.
Of course.
Have a great night.
You too.